All right, everybody, let us begin this exciting new limud. We are now embarking on learning together the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam, in the beginning of his Sefer, his magnum opus, introduces the goal of the work and how he's going to write it. And after doing so, he then turns to the actual Mishnah Torah itself. He then, at this stage, begins to list all of the mitzvos. Generally, when we refer to the Minyan HaKatzer, it refers to this. The Rambam, in numerous places, listed all of the 613 mitzvos. He did so in Sefer HaMitzvos, which is a book dedicated to that, explaining where he derived each one from at greater length. Here, in the Minyan HaKatzer, the Rambam just mentions the mitzvah, first going through all the positive mitzvos, the mitzvos aseh, and then turning to the mitzvos los aseh, the negative commands. And today, for our portion, we will go through the first 83 positive mitzvos. Today's limud will be different than most others. Normally, we'll be learning a parak of halachos together. Here, we're just sort of exposing ourselves to many of the mitzvos, some of which we are certainly familiar with. Others we might not have realized are even mitzvos in the first place. So hopefully, even going through this, even if we won't memorize it, we'll at least have familiarized ourselves with some very, very important yesodos of our religion. Without further ado, let us begin in the Rambam's Minyan HaKatzer, which can be found again after his introduction in the beginning of Sefer Mada, his whole introduction to Mishnah Torah, and then he begins the Minyan HaKatzer, and we will begin now. The first mitzvah Yishona, mitzvah Saseh, of the positive commandments, the first mitzvah, Leida Shiyei Sham Eloka. You have to know that there's a God, Shnei Amar, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The second mitzvah, Liachato, to believe in God's unity, Shnei Amar, as Pasuk says, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is absolutely one. La'avo, the third mitzvah, is to love God, Shnei Amar, as Pasuk says, V'yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha, you have to love Hashem. The fourth mitzvah is Liyiro Mimenu, to revere Him, to be in awe of Him, to fear Him, Shnei Amar, as Pasuk says, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. The fifth mitzvah is lispalolo, to daven to God. Shnei Amar, as Pasuk says, Vavatem es Hashem Elokeichem, avoda zu tefillah. You have to serve Hashem, and how do you serve Him? Through tefillah. The sixth mitzvah, ledavkabo, to attach ourselves to Hashem. Shnei Amar, as the Pasuk says, uvosid bak. The Rambam will explain later on in Mishnah Torah, this means to attach to Tamid Chachamim, which is how you can connect to Hashem. The seventh mitzvah, lishava bishmo, when one swears, one has to swear in God's name. Shnei Amar, as the Pasuk says, uvishmo tishaveya. The eighth mitzvah, lidamos bidrachav hatovim vayisharim, to resemble God, to follow His ways. Shnei Amar, as Pasuk says, v'halachta bidrachav, you should follow in His ways, you should go in His ways. The ninth mitzvah, likadish shmo, to sanctify God's name. Shnei Amar, v'nikdashti v'soch b'nei Yisrael. The tenth mitzvah, likro kriya shema v'amayim b'chol yom, to say shema both in the morning and evening. Shnei Amar, as Pasuk says, v'gvarta b'am shivtach v'yisech v'lachta v'aderech v'shivcha v'kumecha, when you go to sleep and when you get up. The 11th mitzvah, lilmo Torah lamda, to learn and to teach Torah. Shnei Amar, v'shinatam levanecha. The 12th mitzvah, likshor tefillin, to put on berosh, to put tefillin on our heads. There's two separate mitzvahs, as we'll see in a second. Shnei Amar, as Pasuk says, v'ayulit tefos bein einecha. The 13th mitzvah is likshor tefillin biyat, to tie the tefillin around our hands. Shnei Amar, as Pasuk says, k'shartem laos ayodecha. 14th mitzvah, lasos tzitzis, on a four-cornered beged, we have to put on these fringes, tzitzis. Shnei Amar, v'asu lahem tzitzis. The 15th mitzvah, likbo mezuzah, on the doors of our homes and of our cities, we have to place mezuzah. Shnei Amar, uksavtem al mezuz b'isech ovisharecha. The 16th mitzvah, lahakil es am l'shmo tor b'motzei shvias, the mitzvah of Hakel, after the Shemitah year, in the 8th year, on Sukkot, everybody gathers together to hear the king read from Sefer Devarim. Shnei Amar, as Pasuk says, Hakel es ha'am, gather the nation to come and hear the Torah. The 17th mitzvah, Liktov kol ish Sefer Torah la'atzmo, everybody has to write their own Sefer Torah. Shnei Amar, kisvu lachem es ha'shir ha'zos. The 18th mitzvah, Liktov ha'melch Sefer Torah la'atzmo, the king has to write an additional Sefer Torah. Yeser al ha'echad shelachol adam. Additional to the one that everybody else writes, the king has his own extra Sefer Torah, achi lo shnei Torahs, until he has two Torahs. Shnei Amar, v'ksav lo es mishnah ha'torah ha'zos. He writes it again. The 19th mitzvah, Levarech achar ha'mazon, to bench, to say birchas ha'mazon. The 20th positive command, Livnos Beis HaBachir, to build the Beis HaMikdash. The 21st mitzvah, Liyura Mibayseh, to be in awe, to revere the Beis HaMikdash. Fascinating that that's its own mitzvah. Shnei Amar, as Pasuk says, Mikdashi Tiro. You should be in awe of my Mikdash. The 22nd mitzvah, additional about the Beis Mikdash, Lishmor by Zeh Tamit, to constantly guard it. Shnei Amar, Vata Banecha Itach, Lefnei Ohel HaEdos, that the Levian would encamp around and guard, therefore, the Mishkan and the Beis Mikdash. The 23rd mitzvah, Lios HaLevi Obey B'Mikdash, that a Levi should do the Avoda in the Mikdash, the Avoda that is required for him, Vavad HaLevi, who, that the Levian should serve there. The 24th mitzvah, Likadish HaKohen, Rada Varagla B'Shas Avoda, Shnei Amar, Varachatu Aron Vanav. Kohanim, before they do the avodah, have to rinse their hands and feet. The 25th mitzvah, la'aruch neiros mikdash, to set up the menorah in the base of mikdash. Ne'amar ya'aruch oso aron uvanav. The 26th mitzvah, lebarach ha'kohanim es Yisrael, to duchen, to do nesiyas kapayim. They have to bless the bnei Yisrael. Ne'amar is about success, kos of arhu es bnei Yisrael. The 27th mitzvah, lahastir lechem levona l'bnei Hashem b'chol Shabbos, to set up the lechem apanim along with their incense before Hashem every week. Ne'amar v'nasata al shochan lechem panim. The 28th mitzvah, la'aktir k'toras pamayim b'yom, to offer up incense before Hashem twice a day. Ne'amar v'aktir alav aron k'toras samim. 29th mitzvah, la'aruch esh b'mizbeach ha'ola tamid, that one should constantly have a fire on the mizbeach. Shenamar esh tamid tukad al mizbeach, that there has to be a constant fire input on the mizbeach in the base of Mikdash. The 30th mitzvah, l'harim adesh me'al mizbeach b'chol yom, to remove some of the ashes from on the mizbeach every single day. Shenamar be'ir mesadesh, that you should uplift and remove the ashes. The 31st mitzvah, l'shaleach tmeyam b'machaneh shechina shehu ha'mikdash, to send away those people that are tamei away from the base of Mikdash, away from the machaneh shechina. Shenamar b'shalchu min ha'machaneh kol tzuru b'chol zah b'chol tamei nefesh. 32nd mitzvah, l'achlo kavod l'azar shel Aaron, to give honor to the children of Aaron, l'achdim al chol davar shel kedusha, to make them go first in all areas of kedusha. Shenamar b'kidash to, you should sanctify him. 33rd mitzvah, Leos HaKohanim Lov Shem Lavoda B'Dei Kuna. The Kohanim, when they do their Avoda, should wear special clothing. Shnei Amar V'Asisig B'Dei Kodesh. 34th mitzvah, L'Seis Aron Al-Kasef K'Shenozno So. When you carry the Aron Kodesh, it has to be carried on the shoulders. Shnei Amar V'Kasef Yiso. It should be carried on the shoulders. 35th mitzvah, L'Mshoach Kohanim Dolim Lachim Hashem Ar Mishcha. That Kohanim Dolim and kings should be anointed with the special anointing oil. Shnei Amar Shem Ar Mishcha's Kodesh Yezeh. 36th mitzvah, Leos HaKohanim Ovdim B'Mikdash B'Mishmaros Mishmaros B'Modim Ovdim Ke'echad, that the Kohanim should serve in basic divisions, that when it's their turn, they're the ones that serve in the base of Mikdash, and on the Moed, on the holidays, they should all serve together. Shne'amar B'chiyav O'elevi, and the second component, Levadim Karav ala Avos, that aside from the one that's serving that week, all Kohanim come. 37th mitzvah, Leos HaKohanim Mitman L'Krovehen U'mis Avlin Alein K'shar Yisrael Shem Mitzuvin Lias Avel, that Kohanim, who generally are prohibited from becoming Tamei to a dead person, are supposed to become Tamei for their seven relatives, and they mourn over them just like any other member of Kal Yisrael. Shne'amar La Itama. The 38th mitzvah, Leos Kohen Gadol Nosei Besula, that a Kohen Gadol should specifically marry a virgin. Shne'amar hu isha bepsuleha yikach. 39th mitzvah, lahakriv tamidim chol yom, to offer up karban tamid once every morning, once in that eating. Shne'amar shnayim layom olah samid. 40th mitzvah, lahakriv Kohen Gadol mincha b'chol yom. The Kohen Gadol brings his own special meal offering every day called the minchas chavitin. Shne'amar zeh karban aron uvanda. 41st mitzvah, lahosif karban echad b'chol Shabbos, to bring a special musaf on Shabbos, special karban extra on Shabbos. Shne'amar b'yom haShabbos shnei kamasim. 42nd mitzvah, lahosif karban b'chol rosh chodesh v'chodesh. And for Rosh Chodesh as well, it has a special carbon musaf, an additional one. 43rd. Lahosif carbon bechag ha-pesach. Shne'amar shivas yomim ta'akrivu isha la-hashem. And one is supposed to bring a special carbon musaf on Pesach as well. The next one, the 40, I might have lost count, I'm not sure whether I'm at 44 or 45. But la'akriv minchas omer mimacharas yom rishon shel Pesach im keves echad. Shne'amar v'avesem es omer rishis kitzirchem. El HaKohen. So a person also has to bring a special carbon omer along with the keves, which comes along with it, on the second day of Pesach. The 45th mitzvah, the host of carbon biyom atzeres, that on Shavuos you have a carbon mitzvah, Shne'amar biyom kippurim v'akravtem olah l'reach. The 46th mitzvah, lavi shtei alechem im karbonos akrivim beglal halechem biyom atzeres, that on Shavuos you also bring the shtei alechem, special carbon of bread, along with other carbonos, Shne'amar, which will sechem to viyo lechem tenufa v'akravtem al alechem. 47th mitzvah, the host of carbon rosh hashanah, rosh hashanah yosef v'masav, Shne'amar v'chodesh hashvi v'ech lechodesh v'asisem. 48th mitzvah, the host of carbon biyom atzom, on Yom Kippur yosef a special masav, Shne'amar v'esor lechodesh hashvi'i. 49th mitzvah, lazos avodas a yom biyom atzom, to do the special avoda on Yom Kippur, Shne'amar v'zot yavo aron el kodesh b'fire ben bakar v'chol avoda k'tuva b'farshas achrim mos. You do the special avodah of Yom Kippur. The 50th mitzvah, lohosif korban biyachag esukkis, to have a special musaf on sukkis. Shne'amar b'kraftam ola isha el reyach nikoach. 51st mitzvah, lohosif korban biyom shmini atzeres. Ki regu b'fnei atzmu, and its own special day, because it's its own holiday. Shne'amar b'yom hashmini, it also gets a korban musaf. 52nd mitzvah, lachol ber golem, to rejoice, well, I shouldn't say that, because that's going to be an upcoming mitzvah of Lismoach, but like to have a holiday, to create a holiday on the regalim. Shne'amar shlosh regalim tachog li. The 53rd mitzvah, le'aros regalim, to appear before Hashem on the shlosh regalim. Shne'amar shlosh pamim bashana yira kol zechorcha. The 54th mitzvah, this one is about actual simcha, rejoicing. Lismoach regalim. Shne'amar v'samachta b'chalkecha. That you should have happiness, you should rejoice on the holidays. 55th mitzvah, l'shchot keves ha-pesach, to slaughter the korban pesach. Shne'amar v'shachtu oso kol kahal. 56th mitzvah, lechol basar ha-pesach, tzli v'leilei, chamisha asar mi-nisan, shne'amar v'achlu as ha-basar. Then on the 15th night of Nisan, one should eat the korban pesach. 57th mitzvah, lechol as pesach sheni, to make the pesach sheni if you missed the first one, shne'amar v'chodesh sheni v'arba asar. 58th mitzvah, lechol as basar pesach sheni al matzah mor, to eat it on matzah mor, the pesach sheni that is, shne'amar al matzah mor yochluhu. 59th mitzvah, lechol chatzotros al korbanos u'bashas hatzaros, that one should blow in trumpets when one brings the carbonos as part of the avodah, as well as at times of trouble. Shneimar uskatem b'chatzotros, you should blow in shofar. 60th mitzvah, leos kol carbonos behemos miyom shmini b'hala, that any carbon is only once the animal is 8 days old. Shneimar miyom hashmini b'hala. 61st mitzvah, leos kol carbon behemot tamim, that it should not have any blemish, any carbon that's brought. Shneimar tamim yel ratzon. 62nd mitzvah, lim lo'achu carbon, every carbon needs to have salt in it. Shneimar al kol carbon chalat akriv melech, you have to put salt. 63rd mitzvah, ma'asa ola, shneimar im ola carbono, the whole idea of bringing a carbon ola and all of its prata yedinim. 64th mitzvah is ma'asa chatas, a carbon chatas. Shneimar zos toras chatas. 65th mitzvah, ma'asa asham, the carbon asham. Shneimar zos toras asham. 66th mitzvah, ma'asa zevach hashlamim, bringing a carbon shlamim in its proper fashion. Shneimar zos toras zevach hashlamim. 67th mitzvah, ma'asa mincha, bringing a meal offering in the proper fashion. Shneimar ben efresh kisakriv carbon mincha. 68th mitzvah, la'akriv based in the carbon im tovah hora. If basin makes a mistake and most of Klal Yisrael follows that mistake and it's a carbon, it's a iser kares. So then basin brings what we call a par helam davar. Shneimar is but success im kol adas Yisrael yishku. 69th mitzvah, la'akriv a yachid carbon chatas im shagav mitzvah slos as eishachayim olav kares, to bring a carbon chatas when you sin in such a fashion. Shneimar ben efresh kisakriv. The 70th mitzvah, la'akriv a yachid carbon im nistapik lo im chata chait shachayim olav chatas o locha. If somebody's not sure whether they owe carbon chatas, they bring what we call an asham tolish. Shneimar velo yadav ashem heavy as ashamo bezehu nikra asham tolish. 71st mitzvah. La'akrav ashogei b'meila o achota b'gzeila o b'shev chacharufa o shekavar b'pikadom enishba. Maybe carbon asham bezehu nikra asham vavei. That if somebody sins in one of these five different few different ways, so then he has to bring a carbon asham vaday, as we call it. 72nd mitzvah, la'akrav carbon olav yorei, that if somebody sins under certain sins, they bring a carbon which depends on their level of wealth, that type of carbon chatas, shenemar v'im lo sigal yado, v'im lo sasig yado. 73rd mitzvah, la'svados nev Hashem yikol chet yasa adam, b'shas ha'karbon, shalo b'shas ha'karbon. That person should confess before Hashem, which the Rambam more broadly might include tshuva in that as well. Shneimar v'zvadu es chatasam asher asu. 74th mitzvah, la'akrav hazav carbon achar sheyitar, shneimar v'chi yitar hazav mizovo. That somebody who had an emission which was due to some sort of illness from the lower part of his body, so then he has to bring a carbon as part of his tara process. 75th mitzvah, la'akrav hazav carbon achar sheyitar, and the same thing is true for a woman who was a zava, shneimar v'im tara mizovo. 76th mitzvah, la'akrav hayoledes carbon achar sheyitar, a woman who gave birth brings a carbon afterwards as well to purify herself. 77th mitzvah, la'akrav ha-mitzora carbon achar shitar. Mitzora also has to bring when he finishes. Shneimar b'yom ha-shmini yikach. 78th mitzvah, la'aser behema, to tithe our animals. Every 10th animal is set aside. Shneimar b'chol ma'aser bekar v'tzon. 79th mitzvah, la'kadosh b'chor behema, tohora la'akrivo. And then to sanctify the firstborn animal and to bring it as well. Shneimar kol b'chor asher yulad. 80th mitzvah, liftos b'chor adam, to redeem the b'chor of a person. Shneimar ach pado tifteh es b'chor ha-adam. 81st mitzvah, liftos petar chamor, to redeem the firstborn of a donkey. Shneimar zbal skezu petar chamor tifteh b'set, that you exchange it, you redeem it for a sheep. The 82nd mitzvah, lo petar chamor, if you don't, then you have to break the neck of the chamor. Shneimar v'imlo tifteh aravto. The 83rd and final mitzvah for today, lahavi kol karmon sheish al adam chova onedav and regal rishon shepagav, that when somebody has carbon that they owe, they have to bring it on the first regal that they encounter. Shneimar uvatsa shama ve'beisa shama, they should bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash. I'll just conclude, we already see going through the first 83 mitzvahs how many of them relate to the Beis HaMikdash. It should give us reason to pause and reflect during this era, during the 3 weeks, that we really want the Beis HaMikdash. Look how many mitzvahs we are unable to do because, unfortunately, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash Bavzeinu HaRavim.